Wreck-It Ralph and Creed sequels spur record holiday weekend box office, by Lindsay Barr of the AP. Movie sequels are having their own Thanksgiving feast at the box office and fueling record industry-wide grosses for the long weekend. Ralph Breaks the Internet and Creed 2 took the top two spots on the North American charts, beating the openings for the original films, and helped the five-day Thanksgiving box office totals cross the $300 million mark for the first time ever. Studios on Sunday said Disney's Wreck-It Ralph sequel earned an estimated $55.7 million over the three-day weekend and $84.5 million since its Wednesday opening to take first place and become one of the biggest Thanksgiving openings of all time. Its five-day Thanksgiving grosses are the third highest of all time, behind Frozen and Hunger Games: Catching Fire. The film sees the return of the vocal talents of John C. Reilly and Sarah Silverman, and it's scored with audiences and critics. "We're very thankful for this weekend," said Kathleen Taff, who oversees Disney's theatrical distribution. "It was a fantastic start and a great way to kick off the holiday season." The Rocky spinoff, Creed II, starring Michael B. Jordan and Sylvester Stallone, placed second, with $35.3 million from the weekend and $55.8 million since Wednesday, far surpassing the first film's Thanksgiving debut in 2015. The sequel, directed by Stephen Caple Jr., has Jordan's Adonis Creed fighting the son of Ivan Drago. "This is a timeless franchise for us," said MGM, "and it's a thrill to see both its legacy and new generation of audiences continue to respond to Rocky Balboa and Adonis Creed in this time when we need uplifting stories," Jonathan Glickman, president of MGM's Motion Picture Group, said in a statement. Third place went to Illumination Entertainment's Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, which earned $30.2 million in its second weekend and just barely beat out the Fantastic Beasts sequel, Crimes of Grindelwald, $29.7 million, which is also in weekend two. There was little left at the table for the latest version of Robin Hood, starring Taron Egerton. The poorly reviewed pick from Lionsgate's Summit Entertainment grossed only $9.1 million over the weekend and $14.2 million in its first 5 days in theaters, against a reported production budget of nearly $100 million. Universal's crowd pleaser Green Book, starring Mahershala Ali and Viggo Mortensen, expanded to 1,063 locations after a limited start and took ninth place with $5.4 million. Peter Farrelly directed the film, based on a true story of a road trip through the Jim Crow era South. With awards buzz, good reviews, and an A-plus cinema score for the movie, Universal's distribution chief Jim Orr said he expects it to have a long life at the domestic box office. Another awards season movie, Fox Searchlight's acclaimed period piece, The Favorite, with Emma Stone, Rachel Weisz, and Olivia Colman, opened in four locations to $420,000. Overall, it was a remarkable Thanksgiving frame at the box office for the industry. It's the first time ever that the total domestic box office has surpassed $300 million over the 5 days counted around the Thanksgiving holiday. Box office tracker ComScore is projecting a $314 million total. This is a perfectly fitting Thanksgiving for a year that's had its share of records being broken, said ComScore's senior media analyst Paul Darragarbedian. Here are estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters according to ComScore. Where available, the latest international numbers for Friday through Sunday are also included. Final domestic figures will be released Monday. 1. Ralph Breaks the Internet, $55.7 million. 2. Creed II, $35.3 million. 3. Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, $30.2 million. 4. Fantastic Beasts, Crimes of Grindelwald, $29.7 million. 5. Bohemian Rhapsody, $13.9 million. 6. Instant Family, $12.5 million. 7. Robin Hood, $9.1 million. 8. Widows, $8 million. 9. Green Book, $5.4 million. 10. A Star is Born, $3 million.